Well, forming parish lay leaders in accord with the heart and mind of the church, it is key to fostering a culture of discipleship and evangelization in Western Oregon. For our lay employees in our parishes, there is a certification and workshop program that's designed to help you proclaim Jesus Christ to a world in need through His grace and form other disciples to do the same. Well, the Archdiocese of Portland here in Oregon, well, they've got the Institute for Catholic Life and Leadership. It is designed to do just that, to help our parishes and our community really learn more deeply in a formal way their faith and an ability to pass it on to others. Well, joining me today is the director of the program, Rolando Moreno, is joining us in studio. You're forming a new class of students. Rolando, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, I must say, you know, we're getting the kind of steam engine rolling again, coming out of COVID, but your program, I mean, you really kind of kept it going through these COVID years, but now you are ready to get back to work and really meet people where they are and bring them closer in their own faith and their ability to evangelize others. So remind our listeners a little bit about the Institute and really what its mission is and designed to do for our men and women in our parishes.
Thank you. Yeah. So the program was launched in 2017 as an initiative by Archbishop Sample to renew lay formation. So I was asked to help spearhead a new program, and I formed a committee to look at what we currently had was the old ministry formation program, and Archbishop just wanted something that with a little bit more vibe to it and just more attractive and just kind of a revamping of it. And so we were able to form this committee and just get a few people that had experience in parish ministry, priests as well, and to took the better part of a year to reform the program and then launched in the fall of 2017. So we're, I guess, going into our fifth cohort of students, and we've been able to offer a two-year program, a foundational certificate in theology and pastoral ministry, with the goal, really the aim, to have our lay staff who may not have formal theology to an opportunity to study in a way that is affordable with good instructors, the best that we can do in terms of time, so it's not too time consuming, but in-person classes, because I personally feel that that's a strong point of any program, is to be able to teach in person. And so, yeah, so far so good. Even during the difficult time of COVID, we were running a group down in Southern Oregon that had to stop for, the last month or two of the courses. And then we were able to open back up in the fall of, I believe that was 2020, and keep going in person with all the restrictions. And so then last year we launched a new cohort of students at St. Joseph's in Salem, and these students are, there's almost 40 of them, and they're going into their second year.
Wow.
In formation this coming fall.
Okay, so then the new class that is forming then, that you're enrolling to start in the fall, where are those in-person courses happening?
Yeah, one of the exciting things new for this year is that I formed a little bit of a partnership with Mount Angel Seminary. And so our courses are now, both for that cohort that's going to finish off their year two and the new cohort of students that we're trying to enroll, is going to be held at Mount Angel Seminary. So we're going to be using the classrooms on the Saturdays. So I think the environment as a whole, the Hilltop, is just going to be a great experience for our students.
Rolando Moreno is joining us this morning. He is the director of the Institute for Catholic Life and Leadership. They are getting ready and are currently enrolling people for their fall program. It is a two-year program, and as you just heard, well, they're going to be meeting at beautiful Mount Angel, Oregon. Well, Rolando, run us through these Saturday courses. I mean, I think people, we work very hard in our ministries and in our parishes, and then they got to spend their Saturday going to school. Right. So kind of what do those days look like? And then what's the kind of carry over during their week as far as the workload?
Yeah, similar to the formation you'd hear, the pillars of formation in seminary, where it's intellectual, pastoral, human, and spiritual. We try to redesign this program to touch all four of those. Of course, a heavy dose of what we're going to do, because it's courses, is the intellectual formation, but our priority is actually the spiritual formation of our students. So one of the unique things that we added to this program when we first launched was that Mass would be offered every time the students would come on Saturdays. Just fill it with more prayer time, more time for retreats, and then to teach in such a way as well to help the students to really encounter Christ through their theological training, through their formation. So this year, the Hilltop just offers an 80, you know, they have an 8 a.m. Mass already, noon prayer. So our students will just go, class starts, if you will, at 8 a.m. by showing up for Mass. Mm-hmm. And the class actually starts at 9. And then, there's a break in between there, but noon we have noon prayer, then lunch, and then back to classes. So it's really a full day. It's a long, 8 a.m. to about 3:30. One Saturday a month. But again, the emphasis is on that spiritual formation. Then we do offer some workshop, a couple of breaks from the course content, two different Saturdays, one in the spring, one in the fall, that focus on the other areas of formation. We do workshops that cover pastoral ministry, workshops that would cover some human formation type topics as well, so that we feel we're doing more of a well-rounded program given the time that we have with our students.
Well, Rolando, as we were preparing for our interview, in your attempts to have a well-rounded and fully kind of involved group that you're working with, this, you're also offering this in Spanish also for, a growing community in the Archdiocese. How is that working?
Very well. With the first year, we our first cohort of students was just in English. And then we opened up the Spanish in the second cohort. So that would have been the fall of 2019, I believe. At any rate, but so far, so good. I think the Spanish students are very eager to learn and love the opportunity to be in the same setup program as that of the English students. And then we find great instructors for our Spanish students. And so far, and we're doing this together. So the masses are together and the prayer time and the lunch time. Our students are they get to know each other a little bit. And then we've also, this last year, we were able to do a special luncheon during the Christmas time where it's like, do a full hour. And we had some food brought in so we could all talk to each other and spend more time together. Because oftentimes the students will, during that hour lunch, will go out and get some food and then come back, before class starts again. So this was a nice intentional time of being together. That was Christmas. So.
Oh, fantastic. Well, this is the Institute for Catholic Life and the Leadership. They are enrolling right now. The fall group cohort begins when? In September?
I think we're shooting for August.
For
here
August.
At the end of August.
Okay.
The 27th would be our orientation day for new students. Our returning students will come that day, and they have a seminar in English on Introduction to the Devout Life. So that was their summer reading. We're doing an orientation day for new students, and then the classes start September 10th, I believe.
Okay.
And then it's one Saturday a month from that point on.
Well, there's lots of information available for parishes, pastors. Maybe definitely look this up and maybe approach some of your employees who you feel like would benefit greatly from this. Rolando, where can more information be found out about it, how to register, and what's all involved there?
Yeah, I think the best place is to look at our website, evangelization.archdpdx.org. And you can also reach out to me. My number is on there. My office number is on there. Happy to answer questions. I think the program has just been, from our students, I just hear so much positive, and they feel like they're really learning their faith and just in growing in greater love for Christ, which again was really the goal first and foremost, is that they're becoming disciples and that they see themselves differently in light of having been in the program, and they're experiencing their faith differently. So yeah, they can reach out to me. Happy to answer any questions. If you're discerning, you're thinking about having more involvement in parish ministry, or feeling a call to be involved, whether it's in catechesis or any kind of parish ministry, this is a good opportunity to be formed as a disciple and just to meet and to study with some other students who feel the same way.
And it's not just for people who are already working in parishes. It could be volunteers who are doing faith formation. It could be people, who, like you said, are not involved but are ready to take that step and need and would love to have this type of certification. So it's really open for anybody.
That's correct. Yeah, a lot of our students, half of them are maybe working in a parish ministry at a parish. Some of them are key volunteers, and others are, you know, saw the program, listed somewhere, maybe the website or however they encountered it, but they just want to learn their faith and like, oh, this sounds great, you know, or they got a referral from their pastor or from another fellow student or somebody who's gone through the program already. Word of mouth invitation is always a powerful, you know, testimony to whether this has been good or not. So yeah, however they find it, it really is open to anyone who's, you know, adult, 18 and up, and want to learn their faith.
Well, rely on the Holy Spirit, and if the Holy Spirit is leading you to this program, well, just open up the webpage and give Rolando a call. Rolando, well, thank you so much. I'd love to check in with you in a few months to see how the students are going, and thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
And again, that is Rolando Moreno. He's the director of the Institute for Catholic Life and Leadership. Now, I will be sure to add more information, a direct link to Rolando's office where you can find out about the Institute and also find the contact information to get right to Rolando's desk. You're going to be able to find those links on the podcast of this interview, both at materdeiradio.com and, of course, the Hail Mary Media app.